Welcome back. This is Art Bennett. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Our goal on Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls is to offer you practical advice from Catholic mental health professionals and special guests of the Alpha Omega Clinical and Consulting Services. Today we're talking about intimacy issues with Dr. Lisa Klawicki. And Lisa, you mentioned earlier that there's six types of intimacy, and you were being real clear, and I think it's real important to highlight that part of the problem in our culture is we've restricted the notion of intimacy to just really to sexual content. So as a result, we can't really fully understand its relevancy in our life or its purpose in our life. But you're saying it's much broader than that. There's actually six types of intimacy. Why don't we get into that right now? Can you tell us about those six types?
Correct. Sure. I'm going to go over the six real quick, and then we'll go back and talk about each one. There's emotional intimacy, social intimacy, intellectual intimacy, recreational, physical, and spiritual intimacy. Spiritual intimacy actually is one that's connected to all five of the other types of intimacy, especially in a Christian relationship. But those are the six types of intimacy.
Well, let's start with emotional.
Right. Emotional intimacy is pretty much what it says. It's a deep, meaningful exchange involving feelings, involving emotions, sharing of emotional content with different people. Here, although men and women both have the capacity for emotional intimacy and both feel very deeply, women tend to express themselves emotionally a little bit more than men do, partly because our society reinforces that, reinforces for women to express themselves and reinforces for men to hold it in.
Does that mean that emotional intimacy is more important for women than for men, or just more common?
It's more common. It's more commonly expressed for women than for men. It's relevant in both places. Where men tend to get their emotional needs met is more through recreational intimacy and intellectual intimacy, whereas women tend to get more of their intimacy needs met through emotional intimacy and social intimacy.
Well, it would be fair to say that even a man would need to have deep, meaningful exchanges involving feelings with someone, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, what happens here is women tend to feel much more comfortable just sitting down and talking one-on-one, face-to-face about emotional needs. Men tend to feel a little less comfortable with that, and so they'll tend to want to express their emotional intimacy needs in other activities, for instance, during recreation or during sharing of intellectual ideas, that kind of thing. So they tend to pair emotional intimacy with some of the other intimacy forms of intimacy, whereas women tend to separate it out, and I need to sit down and talk, right? Those feared words when you come home.
So guys want to talk to them, I say, why don't you come over and we'll watch a ball game together, or I'm going to take my kids to their hockey practice or something like that.
That's
those are more comfortable avenues for men to express intimacy, where women might say, let's just get together and talk.
That's right.
Dreaded words to a man, you're right.
Okay. Exactly.
All right, we've talked about emotional and a little bit about recreational. How about social intimacy?
Social intimacy is having friends and social networks are involved with social intimacy. Doing lunch. Right? We've gotten into this idea that let's do lunch as a way of kind of saying, let's get together.
Yes.
And that kind of example is social intimacy.
So this is where friendships would lie, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Lisa, it seems to me that friendship is one of those things that is no longer seems to be as important to people in our generation as others. I mean, that's something even you read in the Stoics or the Greeks and the Romans and all that, what a high priority they had on friendship.
That's right.
In our culture, it's almost like something you grow out of. You have friends in college, and then you get down to business of raising your family and going to work. How important is this social intimacy, and do you think we're in danger of losing that in our culture today?
Yes. I think if we become completely focused on consumerism, yes, we do have the run the risk of losing that social intimacy. It is a big need. It's one of those needs that gives us a mirror into who we are a bit, how we interact with other people. It helps us to know who we are, mm-hmm. helps us know who we are in relationship to others, helps us to develop ourselves as better human beings. It also gives us the opportunity to give to others, and the importance of giving is very important in sustaining our need as human beings.
It's always interesting how Christ always had friends.
Yes, he did.
So I guess he wasn't just being a nice guy. He was probably showing us that this is a necessary thing in our lives, to be close to other people. But a lot of people in their marriages go, listen, I got a job, I've got my kids, I can hardly even keep up with the stuff my wife and husband want me to keep up with. I don't really have time other than to watch a ball game or to say hi to my neighbor. I don't really have time for friendship. Are we missing something critical here with that kind of thinking?
I think so. I think we're missing the downtime with each other. We pack so much, and we've gotten this idea of quality time more than quantity time. And again, if you go back and look at especially some of the parenting literature, what children want is they want quantity. They want dad home.
Uh-huh.
They want mom around. They don't want 10 minutes of quality time. They want 20 minutes of just sitting on your lap while you read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we underestimate the power and the effectiveness of just being with people.
Yes, yes. And that social intimacy is a way of getting that. One of the things you touched on was intellectual intimacy and how we do that with jobs, that we get into our careers and we get so focused on careers. Again, here the problem is that a lot of times we get focused on how do I make the most money in the least amount of time,
right,
as opposed to how do I share ideas? How do I share visions?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I really delve into my career and bring other people in there with me?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting kind of into this isolated, just give me my job and let me go do it in a corner, as opposed to group kind of career choices. But intellectual intimacy is one way. And men have a much easier time expressing the intellectual intimacy than women do. They can sit and talk about ideas and, you know, let's do this and let's do that. Men are really, that's a big area for men. And women don't tend to see that so much.
Mm.
You know, the feared, you know, dreaded words for women is, you know, let's sit down and plan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, right? So the guy comes home and says, we're going to plan. We've got to plan out our future. We're going to plan out our finances. We're going to plan out our vacation. And the woman goes, no, let's just talk.
Okay. So the dreaded word for guys is, let's just talk. And the dreaded word for women, as a general rule, is, let's plan or strategize about what we're going to do next.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Very interesting. And then physical intimacy.
Physical intimacy is one of the, as I said earlier, one of the best misunderstood aspects. By physical intimacy here, I mean affection. I mean physical contact, hugging, holding hands, you know, wrestling. Men and with their boys especially wrestle a lot, and that is such an important part of development. And it's good for them to do that with their girls as well. That physical contact is very necessary. And then we're also talking about sexual love within marriage is intimacy. Again, one of the things that happens in our society sometimes is people start to use sexual intimacy, not as intimacy, but as a way actually to avoid intimacy. And so when it's used properly, when it's within marriage and it's done out of love as opposed to lust, it's an actual form of intimacy.
And also, by restricting the notion of intimacy just to sexuality, then you could say, "Well, I don't want to be intimate with my neighbor. I don't want to be intimate with my kids. I don't want to be intimate with anybody because it's just going to get me in trouble and all sorts of stuff." So it's really important to broaden the notion of what intimacy is.
Yes, yes, it is. Especially in that physical form, because we need physical contact, as we saw with the example from the Harlem Monkeys and the orphans.
Okay. Well, let's pick this up again, go into more detail on it. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Our guest today is Dr. Lisa Klawicki. My name is Art Bennett, your host. We'll be back after this.